To configure the network properly, you'll first need to set up a host computer that will provide internet access to the rest of the computers on the network. Click Network and Internet Connections. Click Set up or change your home or small office network.
The Network Setup Wizard guides you through the process of setting up a network. Click Next. Assume that the computers you're using for the home network are already connected using network interface cards, the appropriate cables, and a network hub. Click Next again.
Other computers on the network will connect to the Internet using this computer, so click this option and then click Next. When you use the Network Setup Wizard, Windows automatically configures the host computer for Internet Connection Sharing, or ICS. This allows other computers on the home network to connect to the Internet by using the dial-up connection on the host computer. Now click MSN Internet Access. Click Next. In the computer description box, type Host. The suggested computer name is fine, so click Next.
This page of the wizard is used to name the network you are creating. The suggested name is fine, so click Next. This page of the wizard summarizes the settings that you specified. Notice that the Internet Connection Firewall, or ICF, is enabled by default. ICF is a protective boundary that exists between your network and computers on the Internet. It guards your home network against external threats by allowing safe network traffic to pass through the firewall while denying entry to unsafe traffic.
Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. Notice that the Shared Documents folder and any printers connected to this computer will be shared on the network automatically. To apply these settings, click Next. Depending on the speed of your computer, it might take a few minutes for the wizard to configure the network settings. If you want to add computers to the network that are not running Windows XP, you can use this page of the wizard to create a network setup disk for those computers. All computers in this network will be running Windows XP, so click this option and click Next. The setup is complete on the host computer. Click Finish.
Next, you can set up guest computers on a home network. Guest computers can share resources with all computers on the network and can also share the host computer's internet connection. Assume that you've moved to a guest computer and that the network setup wizard has been completed for you on that computer. Click My Network Places. Click View Workgroup Computers.
To view the resources available on the host computer, double-click here. This window displays all of the shared resources that are currently available on the host computer. You can view files or folders by double-clicking the Shared Docs folder. If you want to print a file but don't have a printer connected to your computer, you can use one of the printers that are connected to the host computer.
Windows XP makes it easy to set up a home network and share resources between computers.